Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Well, sitting in front of me now is baker Catherine Layden, who worked with Odlums for years as their baking advisor. And through that, she began a slot, of course, on Ireland AM that has lasted over 20 years. A firm favourite with the audience for her practical advice, Catherine is still doling out the advice, though she's had to slow down a little bit for reasons she's going to explain to me very, very soon. Good morning, Catherine.
Absolutely. Good morning, Miriam. Great to see you.
Yeah, lovely to see you. My first time meeting you, actually.
Same time.
It's my privilege. Listen, before we get into your career and what's going on with you now, tell me a bit about your early life, where you grew up and how many in your family in that?
Well, I'm the eldest of 10.
Wow.
As my daddy, God rest his soul, used to say, he went decimal before anybody else. And I suppose because I was the eldest, Miriam, and they all came fairly quickly, as happened in Ireland back then, I was very protective of all my brothers and sisters. And we lived in Dublin when I was born, and then Daddy's job took him to Wexford, so he spent a few years in Wexford, and then the next move was to Galway. And I think the reason he decided to, even though himself and Mammy were both from Dublin, I think the reason he'd picked on Galway, luckily he got the job as city engineer there, but he felt if his children wanted to go to college, it'd be easier for him to live in Galway where there was a university. And as a result, they've all stayed there now, bar myself. They're nearly all there.
And are you all alive?
Only one sister gone. The sister next to me, Joan, she was the one living in Dublin, the only one living here. Two of us were as thick as thieves. But nearly 8 years ago now, poor Joan got cancer and died. And it took me, I even sometimes still get upset about her. You know, I miss her so much. But anyway, as somebody said to me, she jumped the queue, Catherine.
She's with you in spirit.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Now listen, was baking a big part of your upbringing? Where did your interest come from?
Would you believe it? My granny, mummy's mum, my granny was a great baker, as they all were back in those days, Miriam. And mummy's proudest boast was she never had to make a Christmas cake or a plum pudding in her life, because granny used to make it for us. And then when I was about 10, I used to go down to granny's house and make all the plum puddings and cakes with her. So then I took over then from there, and I'm still making cakes and puddings, not as many as I did back a few years ago, but they're still on the go. I haven't started them yet. Ooh.
My goodness, well done. You. I mean, did you imagine when you did domestic science, as it used to be called, that you'd be a teacher? Was that your plan?
I really don't know, Miriam, what my plan was. I just love baking. And then when I got the opportunity to join Odlums, the flour milling company, and I was over 40 years working with Odlums, I liked introducing new recipes. For example, when we brought strong flour on the market, I had to produce recipe leaflets for that. Even though it wasn't one of my favourite jobs, was food photography for calendars or recipe books or whatever else. Not one of my favourite occupations, because it's a lot easier nowadays than it was back then. But I just loved it. I love going around the country. I think I was in every ICA guild in Ireland.
And how did you get your job with Odlums? And I suppose, what was your job with Odlums?
They looked for a home economist and to promote home baking. And there was a fair bit, as I said, there was a fair bit of home baking back then, but as the years went on, you found there was a generation missed out on it. And now I think people are getting more into it because they want to know what their children are eating. They don't want preservatives and all that stuff in it. But when I give demonstrations at schools with the younger children, it's great fun altogether. But for example, I'd ask them about rhubarb.
Yeah.
Never heard of rhubarb, most of them. And the odd few, granny would have rhubarb in her garden, but no mammies and daddies have rhubarb.
That's so funny.
Isn't it gas? Yeah.
And, you know, have people's tastes changed a lot? I mean, do people still want to make scones and brown bread and apple tarts?
They do, but they're a bit short on time, Miriam. And the other thing I find, and it's a complaint I hear an awful lot of, recipes that people get, be it on the internet or wherever else, there are umpteen ingredients in them. And they're not going to go out and buy 20 ingredients, you know, if they're not going to use the ingredient again. Now, what I tried to do over the years, if I made something with something a bit different, like, say, cinnamon or ginger, I'd do another recipe maybe a few weeks later using that ingredient. But that doesn't seem to apply anymore. You know, they put tons of ingredients in. And I find the standard of scones or scones, wherever you went to school, has changed a lot. They're much bigger and bulkier and dry.
Yeah,
and they'll be made from mixes. Oh, I love a fresh scone, love it.
I'm going to get you an address from you just for me at the end of this interview. Listen, tell me about your TV debut. You're fabulous in Aren't I Am. How did that come about and how did you end up staying for so long?
It was a complete and utter fluke, Miriam. 22 years ago now, I suppose it is, Stephen Odlam, who was the marketing manager at the time, my boss, got a call from a PR agency to know, did we know any chef who would go on to promote porridge, of all things, because there was an Oatmillers Association back then. And Stephen contacted me, did I know any chef would go on? I said, I don't, but I'll go on myself. So on I went. Now, back in those days, there wasn't even an oven in TV3. I think I had to bring the hob with me and we were out in the garden. Things have come a long way since then. And when I finished my slot, Alan Hughes said to me, you're a great crack, we'll have you back again. And I'm there ever since.
Good old Alan.
Good old Alan, yes.
You are fabulous. Do you ever get nervous? You never seem to having to demonstrate and having to stick to time.
Now, that's a tricky one, Miriam, because as you know, with live programmes, people can go over or a little under and you have to try and drag it out or whatever else. No, because I think when I was younger, I was more nervous. Like, if something goes wrong now, all I can do is laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
No point in getting excited about it. Yeah. You know, so... And that seems to work.
And of course, you were on Martha Stewart's show for Patrick's Day.
Patrick's Day.
Did you cook for her, actually? Can you remember?
I think it was... There was oat flakes in it anyway, because she used to use Pinhead for her breakfast, Pinhead oatmeal. And I've got it so long ago, Miriam. I think it was an apple crumble. But the difference... This is amazing.
I love crumble.
So do I. But the difference is I have to memorise my recipes. Everything was done for Martha. When we went on the set... all the bowls were sitting in front of her and the ingredients written on the bowl. Like, I have to memorise them. Everything was done for her. No bother. Yeah.
In 2 seconds, what's your key to a lovely crumble?
I think to throw oat flakes in with the butter and the flour and the brown sugar. Mm. Nice crunchiness. Now, some people put pine nuts in. I don't particularly like the pine nuts in it.
No. Do you think other people, friends of yours, would be afraid to bake or cook for you because... You could be critiquing their food. I think I'd be afraid to cook me scones for you now.
That always drives me insane, Miriam. You know, you go in, oh, I'd be afraid to give you this because you're a good baker. Some people are far better than I am. You know, they do eat more often than I am. So, you know, they shouldn't be a bit nervous. I love to get stuff baked up for me.
Yeah. But now, listen, you're involved, I know, as an ambassador for World COP Day, which is this
COPD
Wednesday,
Day,
the 20th. Tell me, first of all, you used to be a smoker, Catherine.
Oh God, I was. A terrible smoker.
Many people were.
I know, but back in those days, Miriam, it was a trendy thing to do. Like, I remember, you know, do you remember ladies used to have
A holder
for their cigarettes. You're very trendy.
Yeah.
And you go into a room and there's just a puff of smoke there. Now, I was a late starter. Most of my friends in college and even in secondary school were smoking. But I didn't start until I was in my 20s when I started smoking. And then, of course, I couldn't stop.
Were you a bad smoker?
Very heavy smoker, yeah. But everybody, my mummy and daddy, everybody smoked back then, but they all gave up cigarettes. But I couldn't.
But
I'm
you
the only
gave
one left,
them up publicly,
I think.
Didn't
oh,
you?
I did. The only way I could do it, Miriam, was
tell
on
me about
RDAM.
That.
I went on, they said to me, Debbie O'Donnell, the producer of RDAM at the time, great girl, Debbie, asked me, would I go on Ireland AM to give up cigarettes with the HSE? So I took it on. And I knew I had to stick with it because everywhere I went, not giving you a cigarette. So I couldn't go into the shops even. And people would say, we're not selling you cigarettes. So it worked. But I've been left with COPD as a result. And
what is that, briefly? What does it stand for and what is it? And what impact does it have on you?
Chronic CO...
Obstructive
pulmonary disease.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's your lungs are banjaks, basically, from smoking. That's only all of it. And, but you see, I didn't know I had it, Miriam, for years. I'm very breathless. And I thought it was my heart. And I go into my cardiologist. There's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me. No, not your heart, Catherine. Okay, so then I got the chest man and here I am, got COPD. But, Miriam, it's terrible because you're in a catch-2 situation. If I'm walking, I'm breathless. I can't walk. So hence I put on all the weight and it's harder on me to be walking. But there's a new... I went on Monday to a group, COPD support group in Ballally last Monday. And I was hugely impressed with it. And there are lots of these all over the country. So I'm going to continue with that. And they reckon I will improve if I go to these classes every week. So I'm thrilled about it because I never heard of these class or support groups until about 6 weeks ago.
I mean, you look great to me. You look really healthy. You sound great. But does it impact on your life?
Oh, big time.
Like what?
Big time.
Oh, just breathless?
Oh, sorry. Very breathless. Oh, terrible stuff altogether. Like, I can't keep up. I can't go for walks now because anyone with me has to stop, but I have to lean up against the railings. The other thing that used to get me as well, Miriam, was, you know, going to airports. Mm. That cardiac walk for the Ryanair flight used to kill me. I couldn't do it.
It's very long.
Oh, merciful Lord, nearly killed me. I couldn't do it. But now you have assistance. Yeah. So the last time I was out in Portugal last May, I think, and assistance was provided for me, so I got a wheelchair. Some people won't get into wheelchairs, I'll tell you. I was damn glad in the wheelchair for going on that cardiac mile, I can tell you.
I love one of those, they're great. Yeah. Listen, one of Ronan Galway says, Miriam, without Catherine, Alan Hughes wouldn't be able to boil an egg. I love her on TV and I love her recipes.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thanks so much.
You always seem such a content person. I mean, you live alone, you live, I think, in Dublin 6 here. Yeah. Do you love your life?
I do, but I think family is very important to me, Miriam, very important. And thank God we come from a very, very close family. And even, you know, going to granny and granddad's on a Sunday was a regular thing when we lived in Dublin. And we used to meet our cousins and we're all still very, very close. And I'm so lucky I've my brothers and sisters and my nieces and nephews and now a few grandnieces and grandnephews thrown in to the pile. So anyway.
So you're never lonely.
Oh, never. And if you live where I live, they all love coming up to stay with you.
Because yeah, of course.
Near the Point Depot, and it's near the Lewis for the Dundrum Shopping Centre and the whole lot. Yeah.
And all the beautiful baking.
And well, I don't do much of that. Don't do that much now anymore for them.
You used to love to golf. Can you still golf?
No, I can't. No.
Because of the COPD?
Yeah, I couldn't. No. But they have reassured me now in the support group that if I persevere, and they're going to teach me how to breathe. That's my problem. I don't know how to blinking well breathe when I get breathless. And I panic, of course, nearly hyperventilate. And they say that I will be able to get back playing golf. But with a buggy.
That's okay.
That I'd love it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe lose a bit of weight.
Well, instead of just getting it for me, briefly, yeah. Scones.
Yeah.
And I like scones with raisins.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But what is simple, the best recipe for scones? So someone listening this morning can get a pen now and write it down.
Yeah. 1/2 pound of self-raising flour, pinch of salt, 1 ounce of butter, and about just over 1/4 pint of milk, right? Mm-hmm. First trick is you preheat your tin. Before you mix your dough, you get your tin in the oven, shake flour on it, flour golden brown. Then when you've made your dough, roll it out and with your cutter or your glass, Miriam, don't twist it. You'll get a flying lid on your scone if you do that. Stab the cup or the cutter into the dough, onto the preheated tin, into the oven and baked in 10 minutes at 200 degrees.
Ugh. Gonna have to have them today. Marion Galway says, lovely to hear Catherine. I never knew she was a Galway laden. Great to raise awareness of COPD and so practical and happy sounding. And another, Sean says, a man.
Yeah.
Catherine Leyden, what a legend. Great baker and great storyteller. So for anyone who wants to take up baking, in a sentence, tell them that they can do it. Like a lot
everyone
of people are intimidated.
Yeah, they shouldn't be. No, everyone can do it, Marion. It's very simple. Just follow the recipe. And either stick with metric or imperial. I'm still imperial, but youngsters nowadays are all gone metric. And just follow the recipe. Yeah.
Oh, well, Baker Simple. Catherine Leyden, I'm going to continue enjoying watching you in Ireland AM. Thank you very much for being our guest.
My pleasure.
And of course, World COPD Day is on this Wednesday, the 20th. And everyone could get details about the roadshow involved and where to get advice on COPD.ie. Stay being brilliant, Catherine. Well, that's it for today.